Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
One of the stories that does come up on a day like today is the existence of air conditioning in schools. Now, when I went to school, and you know, this is always comes up, we didn't have air conditioning, but that doesn't mean that you should not be air conditioning classrooms, particularly in Western Sydney, where it's going to be oppressive today, where temperatures are going to be 40 degrees, potentially tomorrow above 40 degrees.
Do you actually learn anything when you're in a room that's sweltering, when you're 12, 13 years old? Are you really taking anything in when you're sitting in those sort of conditions? No. What's the point of going to school?
And then you've got this story, and we've got at least one school we've heard of where they won't let the boys wear short pants. I find that very difficult to believe. Jason Viles is the president of the New South Wales Parents and Citizens Federation. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Jason, maybe you can explain to us why we have so many classrooms across Sydney, particularly in Western Sydney, that still don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, and I think the point you were making earlier is dead right. It's very hard to learn when you're sitting there with sweat falling off your face onto the page. It's a fact that for many years, probably 20 years, our schools have basically been underfunded. And I accept that, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe it was acceptable not to have air conditioning in school classrooms, but the world's moved on. And there's so much we're trying to get into kids' heads. We only have, you know, 200-odd days of school a year. We can't afford to be wasting the summer months.
We do have some examples of schools where the parents have held fundraisers and managed to install the air conditioning, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Even that's a little bit problematic because while the PNC might go and raise all the money, it's still school property. And so we have to go through the whole school process of getting quotes, et cetera, which doesn't necessarily mean we get the cheapest price necessarily. So, look, there's always issues, but fundamentally what it comes down to is until we get enough money going into our schools to create places of learning for the 21st century, we're not going to get the results that, well, we all want our kids to get.
Have you seen anything from this government that indicates they are prepared to look at this issue?
I've got to be fair. I think the Gonski funding is a perfect example of this. The New South Wales government is really committed to getting a lot of funding into our schools. They've committed to the full 6 years of the Gonski funding. And the whole point of Gonski is that money goes to schools, recognising disadvantage, whether it be geographic, whether it be non-English speaking background, whatever it is. And then the schools decide how to spend those funds.
Yep.
So if a school decides that what we actually need to get the most out of our kids is air conditioning, well, yeah, they then have a budget where they can look at it. So what we really need to do is make sure the federal government's changing its mind, coming on board with Gonski, because we need to get some money into our schools to get them to where they need to be.
Now, Jason, can I ask you this? We had a whisper earlier saying that Ryde Secondary School doesn't allow its male students to wear shorts, even on days of 40-degree heat. Now, would that be right? Are there schools like that?
I'm not aware of that specifically. Every school has a slightly different uniform policy. I know that many schools, on days like today, are going to be allowing their children to, for example, wear their sports uniform to school, which clearly are shorts and polo tops rather than long pants, if that's their standard uniform.
Yep.
If parents have concerns about that, then they should raise it with their school. But clearly, we would be hoping to see some common sense. But having said that, maybe Ryde is one of those lucky enough to have air-conditioned classrooms, so they don't have a real problem.
May well. Yep. All right, Jason, thank you for that.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.